Songs with David Lindley. No, he also became known as Tito, or Tino, no, Tinto, Tinto de Verona, which is, you know, a libation. This is a song that David and I wrote.
Thank you. There's an angel on a ribbon hanging from the armoire door. There's a cupid with his feet crossed on the birdcage by the door. There's a baby angel drummer, his eyes are open wide. And two more tiny cherubs on the mantel side by side. Too many angels. See me cry. Too many angels. I've heard you lie. There are photographs of children on their silver plates, on the windowsills and tabletops, and lit by candles. And upon the angel faces, life's expectations climb. Will the moment has preserved them from the ravages of time? Too many angels see me cry. No end in sight. Oh. Say it again. This is the end, to the ground.
This is a song that was written, well, it's actually a very, it's a traditional song, or it's a song written hundreds of years ago. It was rewritten by a man named Sidney Carter in the 60s.
She's in the mill, the cows in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. He'll laugh at the moon and he'll cry for the sun. And if it's a boy, he'll carry a gun. Sang the crow on the cradle. Cradle. There's a shadow.
I saw Robert Fisk's new book in the bookstore today. I didn't buy it because it was a little bit weighty. It was just a little bit too big to like pick it, take on another book. I have my book bag is kind of heavy on it. All my fine dreams, welfare schemes,
chill fibers in.
Sitting off the stage there. Much more famous than the guy I got working on my guitars. This is I've got a favorite to ask. Could you turn that light out up there? One is killing me. That one up there. Yeah, the Midnight Special. The record of the old 97. I'm serious, actually. That light up there, is that necessary? That's it. The guy that runs that light is just he's at Starbucks, man. It's a follow spot. But there's nothing to follow. You know, and not a lot, you know. Not a movement up here outside of David's shirt. That's why I decided to wear these shirts is because I saw a video once of myself. I said, man, that's boring. He just stands there and plays. So I decided to have my clothes move on their own. Serious about this. This light up here. Can you guys find the guy that runs that light and just tell him to turn it down just a little bit? Because I'm like, the one at the top. Thank you.
Do this song for Howard Evans, who is member of a great British band called the Brass Monkey. One of my favorite bands of all time. I saw him at the Cambridge Folk Festival. He passed away recently, like in this for Howard. This song's supposed to have horns in it. He'll be playing.
Yeah.
some reason this guitar's been going sharp all day long. No, it was in tune with the Left California.
These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. Now if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just that I've been losing so. These days I sit on the cornerstones and count the time and quarter tones to ten. Don't confront me with my failure. I had not forgotten.
Wow, you can still see, right? Yeah. I can see a little bit too. I like that.
Alone through the night. How long have I been running for?
Thank you.
a song that, that we haven't been singing, but I grabbed that up.
Well, this song here, a lot of different versions of this song. We just got to play this the Spanish version in Spain. That's what happens if you have a hit song. Like the Eagles made this a gigantic hit. And, they're heading this way, I believe, right? Is this their first farewell tour? Or their
it's farewell tour number 5.
Yeah, but that's they got nothing on the Who. I mean, the Who are going out for the, 12th farewell tour, right? Oh, no one's supposed to know. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but, what I was saying is that because it was such a big hit, I mean, there are these versions all over the world. And we're looking for the Chinese version to take it easy. We haven't found it. I mean, we know it exists because we got asked permission. I got asked permission. I had to approve the translation, which is ludicrous because in China it's all piracy anyway. They don't pay anybody. They don't pay anybody. I don't know even why they have it. Cool thing is though, we found out about it and we keep looking for it. We think we might find it eventually. And when we do, David's going to sing it for you, Cheryl. Actually, we've had such trouble finding it that there have been people, and there's a Chinese gentleman that works in my studio. People that come up to him and said, listen, you know somebody that could write a version, a Chinese version, but that would be cheating because, see, the original is so good. I mean, what they say, you know, it's not just, you know, what it sounds like, but I mean, the actual.
The translation.
Yeah, the translation.
I have 5 of the translations. One of the verses goes, why be sorrowful, make crazy business deal. Go drink like a crazy horse. Head crack open. Throw up. Take breath fresheners and take it easy. It's so good.
You have a copy of this, yeah?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I want it. I've been going with my own way with it, you know. I remember. Anyway, we're just going to do the American version. Friend Tino Di Giraldo for in Spain, they know him really well. He's known for doing a lot of different kinds of music, and he was like a bass player in a punk band. Plays a lot of guitar, and he plays a cajon with the flamencos, and
he's the most fun person to get drunk with.
And tonight we're driving to Scotland.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been reading a new book about Warren Zevon. It's not out yet. It's just about that song. Sort of a oral history of it. So I'm thinking about him quite a bit. It's amazing to read stuff from his journal and from so many of his friends. I guess I thought I knew him pretty well. But when I read this, they went, "Oh man, I didn't know him at all. I don't even know him very well." I mean, I knew, you know. But they ought to call this book, you know, "More Than You Really Wanted to Know About Warren Zevon." I mean, I just kept by every two or three pages, I go, "Well, I didn't know that." Oh, I had no idea. Oh my God. No idea.
Can I tell him one thing? Warren really liked 44 Magnums. I found 44 Magnums, and he got so pissed off at a cockroach one night, he shot it with a 44 Magnum. Couldn't hear for 3 days. Hit it, too, across the room.
Well, that's the least of it. That's the least of it. That's
true.
Wow. Anyway, this is the first Warren Zevon song that I wrote of. And as a matter of fact, David and I played. Well, you played on this record.
Outskirts of town.
Love is changed.
call you love.
It's not pleasant.
Thank you.
Like a fire in the cavernous darkness at the heart of the beast. And my beliefs and possessions slapped at the frontier in my chest. At the edge of my country, my back to the sea looking east. Where the search for the truth is conducted with a wicked heart, where power and position are equated with the grace of God. These times are famine for the soul, while for the senses it's a feast. At the edge of my country, as far as you see looking east. The power.